Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Our next takeout comes from Louise Story, finance reporter from our partner, The New York Times. A big story today. If you're someone who has a loan out, you probably have never heard of CIT. But if you're a business, you know all about the company CIT. And the small business lender may be headed for collapse. The U.S. has a $2.3 billion stake in CIT. Good morning, Louise. This is a huge story.
Good morning, John. It is big for small and medium-sized businesses. It's particularly big for retail. And, you know, retail is already having a difficult time with the economy. But it's also big for us as taxpayers because, you know, this could be the first big financial company that we have a stake in where our stake gets wiped out.
So if we're looking
that would be kind of a failure.
Right. If we're looking at our taxpayer portfolio of all the things that we bought last year and early this year, the $2.3 billion stake in CIT, if CIT goes under, could just simply evaporate, right?
Right. If they file for bankruptcy, generally preferred shares, which is what taxpayers have, get wiped out. Now, they haven't said for sure that would happen. One thing this has really made me wonder is whether the government at all regrets putting this money in CIT, because we've seen them sort of back away from CIT after they gave the $2.3 billion last fall. Then CIT applied to another bailout program, which was where the government backed its debt. And the government didn't let CIT do that. And then in July, the government wouldn't give them a second bailout. So I've kind of been wondering if, you know, this $2.3 billion is something that they regret at all.
Well, you know, there is a Main Street issue here. I mean, with all the CIT, AIG, and all the acronyms floating around in this financial meltdown. I mean, if retailers can't finance their inventory, right, that's going to mean vacant storefronts around America if CIT actually goes under, correct?
And a lot of jobs. I mean, think how many people work in retail. Think how many people work in different restaurant chains, which also rely somewhat on CIT for financing. So it is kind of this middle market player that you've never heard of, but is very important to a lot of American businesses.
All right, Louise Story, thanks so much for that. Finance reporter for The New York Times with your takeout on CIT.